two key congressional races still uncalled in California. Republicans have secured a trifecta in the November general election, taking control of the Oval Office, House, and Senate. And while the presidential election was quickly decided, with the race being called for former President Donald Trump early on November 6, the winners in several congressional races have yet to be determined. Two of the uncalled races are located in California. District 13, Duarte versus Gray. Republican incumbent Representative John Duarte leads his opponent, former Democratic State Assemblyman Adam Gray, in the hotly contested 13th Congressional District in the Central Valley by just 203 votes, as of a Friday night update by the California Secretary of State at 8 p.m. On November 11, Duarte held 51.3% of the vote over Gray, who was trailing with 48.7%. Gray, however, has closed the gap. The vote is now split at 50% each. The two candidates are no strangers to tight races. In 2022, the two faced each other in a midterm election decided by 564 votes, with Duarte securing the win. Duarte, a businessman and pistachio farmer, has served District 13, located west of Fresno, since January 2023. He has sponsored congressional bills such as the Border Security and Immigration Reform Act while in office, and promises to combat the high cost of living, protect the Central Valley's water and farms, and prioritize safe communities. Gray has also served in the California State Assembly, representing the 21st Assembly District from 2012 to 2022. He supported access to affordable health care, job creation, education, public safety, and protecting the region's water. The Associated Press estimates 98% of the votes have been counted in this race. District 45, Steele versus Tran. Votes are also still being counted in District 45, which is located in both Orange and Los Angeles counties. Republican incumbent Representative Michelle Steele now trails with 49.9% of votes, while Democrat Derek Tran took a slim lead with 50.1%. The margin of difference is just 519 votes as of Friday evening. Steele was first elected to the House in 2020. A businesswoman and one of the first Korean-American women elected to Congress, she said she prioritizes job creation, addressing high crime, tax reduction, securing the border, caring for veterans, solving the homelessness crisis, and making health care and prescription drugs affordable. Tran, meanwhile, promises to preserve Social Security and Medicare funding, increase funding for education, fight discrimination against LGBT, immigrant, and minority communities, and protect abortion access. The Associated Press estimated 98% of the ballots have also been counted in the District 45 congressional race. The results of both elections will be certified no later than December 13.